For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. A roadmap has been signed between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency as a final deal over the Islamic Republic's nuclear program has been reached. The head of the IAEA, Yukiya Amano, has called for the agency to make an assessment of issues relating to possible military dimensions of the nuclear program by the end of this year. Amano says this is a significant step forward toward clarifying outstanding issues on the program. Iran and six world powers have reached an agreement on its nuclear program in Vienna on Tuesday. China has expressed its firm view that the country will refuse to recognize the conclusion of the arbitration requested by the Philippines on maritime sovereignty disputes. A foreign ministry spokesperson has reiterated that China will not accept or get involved in these proceedings initiated unilaterally by the Philippines. The Philippines filed its arbitration case at The Hague in 2013. The hearing on jurisdiction and admissibility began last week and was concluded on Monday. The ministry is urging the Philippines to negotiate directly with China. Turning to business, Chinese shares closed mixed on Tuesday. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index was off more than 1% to close at 3,925 points. This ends a rally that had lasted for 3 days and once sent the index above 4,000 points. The Shenzhen Component Index climbed less than 1%. In the meantime, the Chinext Index, tracking China's Nasdaq-style Board of Growth Enterprises, rose over 1.5%. Chinese scholars have stressed that the Communist Party of China played an essential role during World War II. A scholar from the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, Wang Jianlong, says that Chinese forces killed, wounded, and captured over 1.5 million Japanese troops in the war of resistance against Japanese aggression. China suffered a total of 35 million military and non-military casualties over the course of the war. Official property loss was valued at more than $100 billion. The Kuomintang Party was also a key party in the anti-fascist war. That party's important role is mainly shown in its organization of the frontline battlefield and participation in more than 20 critical battles. In addition, the Kuomintang offered significant support for the British Army and contributed to the World Anti-Fascist War. At least 30 people have been confirmed dead and several others injured in a stampede at a religious festival in southern India. The festival is held once every 12 years to celebrate rivers. Witnesses on the scene say that 30 people were trampled to death on the spot. All of the injured have been sent to hospitals. Police say the death toll might go up as some of the injured were in serious condition. The cause of the stampede is reportedly that some women slipped and fell while a large number of pilgrims were rushing towards the banks of the Godavari River. An investigation into the incident is underway. Venezuelan police have killed 14 criminals and detained more than 250 in an armed operation against criminal gangs in the capital city of Caracas and two other states. Another was injured during the operation. It's been reported that over 30 of the criminals arrested have alleged links to paramilitary organizations in places like Colombia. Meanwhile, seven gangs related to Colombian paramilitary gangs were dismantled during the first day of the operation. At least 10 police officers have been injured in riots in Belfast after Protestant demonstrators were blocked from marching past a Roman Catholic district. Masked people in the Protestant mob tried to break through police lines. The injured police officers suffered a range of injuries from hand-thrown projectiles as they blocked the Orange Order parade from passing a power base of the outlawed Irish Republican Army. Meanwhile, another officer was struck in the head with a brick, being knocked unconscious. Further details about the riots are expected to be released later. North Korea has decided to grant amnesty to convicts to mark the 70th anniversary of the country's liberation and the founding of the Workers' Party of Korea. The decree for amnesty is set to take effect on August 1st. North Korea's cabinet and relevant organs will reportedly take practical measures to help the released people settle down in their work and life. South Korea has repatriated two North Korean sailors, this despite Pyongyang's call for the repatriation of all five sailors rescued some 10 days earlier. South Korea's Unification Ministry says the two sailors were sent to their country on Tuesday morning through the truce village of Panmunjom. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.